Okay? This will be Wild Sound for Tell on Mount Gerizim.
On the northernmost peak of Mount Gerizim, there has been found a temple which was built by the Emperor Hadrian in the 2nd century AD. This temple, built to and dedicated to Zeus Hypsistus, to the Most High Zeus, has built in front of it in the 3rd century a series of cisterns. Even in the 6th century, there was built on top of it the remains of a church. All of this, we believe, was built on top of the remains of the Samaritan temple, a large structure built of unhewn stones, which means that we have a Samaritan structure and on top of it a Roman temple built in the 2nd century of the Common Era, and then on top of that a 6th century reuse of that temple in Christian times. All of these built on top of the remains of a very large unhewn structure which we believe to be the altar of the Samaritans, built on the northernmost peak of Mount Gerizim.
Cut. Okay, yep. Okay.
This is the triple gate, the best known defense mechanism of the 17th century when this wall was built, a device which permitted an invader to get within one gate only to be stopped by the defenders, and if he got through that gate, a second gate would stop him. In short, a defense device to protect entrance into the city wall. Eventually, this wall was added to. There was found on top of it a brick wall of some 20 feet, meaning that the defense wall of this city once stood some 50 feet in height. This great defense wall, which you see here, now is only about halfway exposed. Originally, under the German excavations and under the American excavations, it was excavated to its full depth, and one had to do this because there was covering it a great mound of sterile earth, some of which may be seen in the foreground, and some of which in this period, let's say the 2nd or 3rd century BC, there would have been many structures like this, apart from the remains of one large structure, the column base of which we have seen above. Should I say? Sorry.
Cut.
I beg your pardon. This is the forecourt.
Okay. Plate one, row one.
Telaros contains a number of structures. The Zeus temple built under Emperor Hadrian, and beneath it this massive structure of unhewn stone, 60 feet long, 60 feet wide, and at the present time 30 feet high, made up almost entirely of unhewn stone, a half cube, approximately 4,000 cubic yards of unhewn stone, just the way it came out of the bedding planes in the quarry. The question has to be asked, what is this? The Samaritans have said that there was built on Mount Gerizim their temple, and they insist that it's built up on the high peak of Mount Gerizim. But a German excavation in the 30s under Professor Snyder examined the high peak and found there no remains from Hellenistic times or later, except for the great Zeno church and the fortifications around it from the time of Justinian in the 6th century of the Common Era. So the question remains, what is this great structure which has been found on Telaros, made up of unhewn stones, immediately above ancient Shechem? A large structure surrounded by perhaps two walls, two courtyard walls, both of unhewn stone, both forming courtyards around this central half cube of unhewn stones. It is my belief that this is the remains of the Samaritan temple. And this is posited upon this kind of evidence. This large structure is found built immediately on bedrock. The builders of this structure hewed off the top of the mountain. And in 8 places where we excavated, we found the elevation the same, and the great altar or central structure which we found here of unhewn stone is founded on bedrock, as are the walls surrounding it. It is immediately above the chief city of the Samaritans, ancient Shechem. It dates from Hellenistic times, and the structure, the architecture itself, contains no cement. It conforms to the Samaritan requirement that their altar be built of unhewn stone. For this reason, I believe that this is the central altar of the Samaritans, and the surrounding walls are part of their temple. The temple itself, I believe, was originally in the form of a cube, 60 feet by 60 feet by 60 feet. Because in one part of this excavation, earth can be seen, which was piled in at an angle which indicates that the height of the building was at one time approximately 60 feet. I believe when John Hyrcanus destroyed Shechem below, he destroyed also the temple on Mount Gerizim, so says Flavius Josephus. And just as he covered part of the fortifications of Shechem, I believe he also covered this altar and this temple with sterile earth, obliterating it from the sight of God and man. Interestingly enough, to confirm this, the only bit of evidence found in that sterile earth which falls over the walls and the altar itself were 13 coins dating from the time of John Hyrcanus.
The tradition that they believe that one shouldn't hew in the stone.
It will be noted that the stones in the wall are rough-hewn, but the stones that form the altar are unhewn stones. Because there is a tradition and a commandment of the Samaritans which says, if thou buildest thine altar of earth, thou doest well, but if thou buildest thine altar of stone, lay not thy chisel upon it. Implying that if one chiseled on the stone, formed the stone or shaped the stone, one desecrated it or profaned it. As a result, the altar itself is built up entirely of stones which are taken from the bedrock, from the bedding planes as they were laid down in geologic times, and broken loose from the bedrock, and unshaped, unformed, become part of the very large central altar. Thus, the central altar of the Samaritans on Tel Aras is made up entirely, with 2 or 3 exceptions, of unhewn stone, a temple or altar then made without sound of hammer, a tradition which the Samaritans attempted to carry out.
Okay, cut.
See that first.
Also.
Go on. While sound, Mount Gerizim tell a wall around the altar.
While excavating the temple of the 2nd century built by the Emperor Hadrian, we became aware that it was built on top of an earlier remains. While undertaking the wall itself of the temple on Mount Gerizim, which was related to the Emperor Hadrian, we found inside it another wall made up, built without cement, and built of rough-hewn stones. This wall, rising some 16 feet in height and approximately 3 to 4 feet in thickness, ran all around the central peak of Tel Aras, covering an area approximately 3/4 the size of a football field. It is thought that this is one of the walls surrounding the high altar of the Samaritans, that is, one of the courtyard walls of the Samaritan temple found on Tel Aras. At least it may be the wall surrounding the high altar of the Samaritans found on Tel Aras.
Could you say something about the fact that... No, it doesn't matter. It's just tape. We can edit it. Could you say something about the fact of...
Bull Flake 2.
Okay.
This Hellenistic building is one of the few Hellenistic structures found on the site, although...